I've been to just the surrounding states, New Mexico and Arizona. I lived in Arizona for a summer. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot, grew up a lot. And then I've been to California. And
did you usually drive to these places?
Yes, yes. I've never flown.
Never flown? Ever been on a train or anything like that?
No, just the little Cumbres Toltec train.
Yeah,
that's all.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you lived in Arizona?
I moved to Arizona the day after I turned 17.
Okay. I was just trying to get at that last job.
Yeah, I was ready for Bright Lights, Big City.
Which one did you live in?
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hear that name a lot. What's the big thing in Scottsdale?
Scottsdale is the ritzy part of town. Okay. And the very elite, the very rich.
Yeah. Is there a tourist attraction on there, or is it a big retirement community or something?
I think it big on retirement, okay. But and the very, very wealthy, you know, whether they're retired or not. It was just a very classy, I don't know how I ended up there, because I'm just a hillbilly,
yeah.
You know.
How big of a town is it?
Scottsdale?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine, gosh.
But it's basically a small city.
Yeah, you know, surrounded by Phoenix and okay. Mesa, and then you go out Paradise Valley and out that way.
Okay, I don't know. I've never been here.
Really? Oh, it's hot.
I actually just went to California for my first time this year.
Really?
In January.
What part?
San Francisco.
Ah, see, that's a way. I just was in the Hollywood, Los Angeles area. But
yeah.
It was fun.
I was supposed to go there next year.
Cool.
That was fun. So no real clubs or anything?
No.
Where were your parents born?
My father was born in Sanford, Colorado, that is mm-hmm. about 7 miles north of here. And my mother was born, gosh, I guess here in Manassa.
Okay. Are they still alive?
They are.
Good.
I've been married 53 years.
Wow. Ooh, that's quite something.
Yeah.
What was their education?
My dad dropped out of school when he was about ninth grade.
Okay.
His father died, and he went to work to support his brothers and his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but and my mother, high school.
Okay. Did they go to school here then? Somewhere
yes.
around here?
Sanford and Manassa.
Okay. What did your father do?
My father's a welder, with but he did some ranching and some farming. We had alfalfa fields and.
Okay. Does he work at all now, or is he pretty much retired?
Up until a year ago, he still worked the alfalfa,
mm-hmm.
and he stays very busy.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to mechanic and weld and stuff yet, okay. And he'll be 77.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is his farm close to here, or does he still have a farm?
He had 20 acres out here just north of Manassa yeah. that he sharecropped with my uncle.
Okay.
And my uncle owned it, but my dad did the work and then took half of the hay. For pay, you know, the sharecropping thing. But they had my mother and dad also owned another alfalfa field out north of town, but when my youngest brother was killed almost 5 years ago, they sold it.
Mm-hmm. Too much work?
I think it brought too many sad things to mind.
What is your mother's occupation?
She was in sales for years and years and years. She's retired.
Oh, right. Just locally? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Your super Walmart, or super Kmart store.
Yeah?
She worked at Kmart for years.
Up in Alamosa?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I was just there today. Didn't stop in. Went to the parking lot to eat my sandwich.
There you go.
What? Do you know much about your grandparents? Either side?
Both of my grandfathers. Well, my dad's dad was long gone before I was ever born. The only thing I really know about my mom's dad was that he worked in a flour mill and he lost his hand in one of the part of the equipment and he wore a hook and that's all I ever heard about my grandpa was grandpa's hook, grandpa's hook. But my mother has a picture of him holding me when I'm about 3 months old.